The Valley's reputation as a haven for new restaurants and internationally respected chefs has been cemented recently, and you'll find those options in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, and Gilbert, among others. But a significant part of the area has seemingly been left out. That's the West Valley. In response, a grassroots effort known as Upper West Side Phoenix has sprouted in the effort to let restaurateurs and developers know their neighborhoods are growing and they want healthier and more non-chain options. Its focus is on the northwest area of the valley near Lake Pleasant. Katie Rowe is the founder of Upper West Side Phoenix, and Amy Sapp is VP of Operations. Theirs is a two-woman operation, and they're both volunteers. But via Nextdoor and Facebook, they built a loyal group of followers, and they're with me to talk about the effort. Katie, I'll start with you. So attracting new and non-chain restaurants to your area has been a challenge for a long time. How frustrating has that been?
This is a huge, huge barrier that we're trying to overcome.
This is a rapidly growing area. You'd think
it is growing area. What it was 10 years ago is not what it is today. There's people coming from all over the country and locating there. It's a great place to live. What we're trying to do, in addition to just recruit, you know, or encourage these businesses to come to our area, is also rebrand the area somewhat, because a lot of times what happens is they say the West Side or the West Valley and it all gets lumped together. And for example, the other day we had lunch with someone who's not familiar with the area and they started talking about Westgate, which is fine. Right. Westgate's fine. It is what it is. There's events there and stuff. But the demographics around Westgate versus the demographics around us are night and day. So they can support restaurants probably because of the football games and hockey games and events, but as far as a daily crowd for dinner, for lunch, for places, you know, to go in and be gathering places and what we're really trying to go after, sense of community, they don't necessarily have. That's not to say there's anything wrong with it, but the West Valley is huge, and it's, I would equate us more to an Ahwatukee than to the rest of, you know, some of what people see as the bad reputation of the West Side.
Well, and also when we were, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, Westgate, you know, that has the entertainment district and there's shops and there's the Tanger outlets. And so you have access to all of that. But what we try and explain to people, again, is that we are the far northwest valley, like Lake Pleasant. And so, because when we say Peoria, people think, oh, Westgate, or, you know, southern part of Peoria. It's easier for us to get on the freeway from where we're located to take the 101 and head east to Desert Ridge. And that's typically where we'll head, is that way, or North Scottsdale, not so much south.
Are you reaching out to people that those who live in the valley would have heard of, in terms of, hey, why don't you bring a restaurant here? Why don't you bring something different? Also, you're not anti-chain. I want to make sure that you just want to see a better mix of other things as well.
To some extent, we're anti-big box and fast food. For example, everybody wants a salad and go, which is fast food, but it's healthy and it's smaller and it's based here.
People are begging for healthy options.
But yeah, we are naming places that we want. The whole thing started because I joked that I wanted a Postino I could walk to. You know, Postino, everybody knows Postino, and it's got a cult following, and I'm 100% sure we could support it. It's just a matter of convincing them of that and having someone take the first step and be the first one up there. And I think then when they see the success that they can have, others will follow.
Right. But you just have to have that first person willing to kind of take the leap. And I think others will follow.
We compiled like a top 10 list essentially. So it's not just, you know, hey, I want this, or hey, Amy wants this. It's really, we're getting feedback from the community. What do you want? And it's the same names coming up over and over and over again. Now, that's not to say that if somebody else wanted to open up a place that does wine and bruschetta and they're local, we won't support them. We just want a place that is...
We want the concept,
yeah.
What's a realistic time frame for this, where you feel like, yes, we're getting there, or... all right, back to the drawing board, because we thought we had momentum, but no one is really listening to us in the way that we thought they would based on the grassroots effort we've got.
They already broke ground at 83rd Avenue and Happy Valley Road. So there's MDC Development is building there. And so I think that will be one of the very first areas to kind of establish themselves as...
they're a year out. So, you know, everyone wants to know what's going on, what's coming in now. It's really a marathon. It's not a sprint. So there aren't answers. They have some commitments, but they don't have the leases signed because it's so far out. That's what they're working on right now. And then they're going to be developing two other corners. So right now our focus is on 83rd and Happy Valley because that's where they're developing three corners where there's currently no commercial space. It's all residential. Yeah. But we're talking a year to 2 years before anything actually comes in.
Katie Rowe is founder of Upper West Side Phoenix, and Amy Sapp is VP of Operations. One other party extremely interested in Upper West Side Phoenix is the City of Peoria, which is actually partnered with the group. I asked Peoria's real estate development officer, Scott White, about how the efforts intersected.
So we created a specialty retail restaurant entertainment strategy that, you know, we worked closely with our Economic Development Advisory Board and city council members to come up with a strategy that we could execute towards the same objective. And so I actually became aware of what Upper West Side Phoenix is doing through a mutual friend. And so I heard about their meetings, so I attended them. It was just clear that both the city and that group were on the same path. I have the same mission, same objectives as it pertains to those types of development. So it was actually coincidental, but it ended with a nice intersection because now we are working collaboratively together to bring those types of developments to Northern Peoria.
Well, so how has the collaboration worked so far?
It actually works out quite well because, you know, they have a strong local following. What I'm trying to accomplish on my end is bringing the type of development to Northern Peoria that the private market has not ever done. Them being able to participate in public surveys that we recently did, gauging the community's opinions about the types of development we want to bring, was very, very helpful. They spread the word through social media, and so we got, you know, 2,000 responses to our survey that help us frame and focus our efforts. As new development opportunities come available, you know, this is an opportunity for them to get the word out for community meetings, to go to city council meetings, to go to planning commission meetings, you know, to go to economic development advisory board meetings, so we can involve the community more and have meaningful, transparent, good conversation about what kind of development do we want to have with the few remaining key parcels we have that are developable right now in Northern Peoria.
Why do you think this has been an uphill climb to some extent?
Well, when you look at your typical real estate development patterns, and this isn't unique to Peoria, you see it, you know, throughout the West Valley and arguably throughout the Valley. For the suburban ring communities, they're largely fueled by residential development. And so what are the industries that normally chase rooftops? Well, you know, it's discount retail. You know, so you see a plethora of power centers. You see a plethora of grocery anchored centers. And with big box anchors come huge parking fields. So, you know, the standard kind of prototypical cookie cutter development, big chain, big box, you know, large parking fields, you know, out pads with chain restaurants, no pedestrian connectivity, no public gathering areas, development patterns that promote one stop, maybe two stop, then get in your car and go someplace else. We're trying to disrupt that pattern. And that's a difficult pattern to disrupt. There's kind of three legs of the stool. One is we have to convince the private development community that this disruptive model can work. Two, you know, that the community supports it. And then three, we can put a package together that, you know, everybody can agree with that is marketable and executable. And it's the latter part that gets a little tricky sometimes.
Scott White is real estate development officer for the City of Peoria.